and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, here with William Linville. And we want to thank you so much for joining us. Your participation, whether live or later on, really matters. We appreciate your presence. And as most of you already know, William Linville is a divine essence, clear creator consciousness in a physical body. So we're going to enjoy such a rare experience of really, I know it's going to be fun, but really getting the enlightened perspective of what's happening here on Earth and how can we best participate and how can we have fun with it. So I know that William is all set, ready to go. We just had a wonderful little conversation just before we started to record. So let's start. Let's start. William, welcome.
Oh, hey, beautiful. What a beautiful honor, what a beautiful gift it is to get to assist, sing, and dance, and play together. And thank you so much for this beautiful, beautiful gift of getting to sing, and dance, flourish, celebrate together, open up, and get to open, get to assist, sing, and dance, and celebrate together more than ever, sweetheart. So thank you so much for this beautiful opportunity to get to connect together, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. We always look forward to your visits with us. So, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is this is such a powerful week. Right now we're in a full moon and a full eclipse, and we've got Passover happening, and we've got Good Friday coming up and Easter. It seems like an amazing time, an accelerated time for transformation. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely, sweetheart. See, with the total eclipse is having now happening more than ever, and all the changes happening over magnetically, iridescently, and happening more than ever is because all the consciousness is changing. The magnetics are totally pulling on this planetary matrix as a whole. All the emotional states that are collapsing, breaking down, and collapsing. It's such a beautiful opportunity, a beautiful iridescence, such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful embeddement and omnipotent time, because the magnetic from the causal, mental, emotional, subpsyche, even the physical form, which is purifying, clarifying, divinitizing the physical matrix as a whole, even the physical templates, all the magnetic arrays that are also pulling, divinitizing, clarifying, and clearing out all the blockages, all the egoic structures, and divinitizing, purifying, even the physicalities, which are also going through a lot of physical changes, physical shifts, even universalis, states of consciousness that are magnetically shifting, pulling, divinitizing, clarifying, and clearing the deck. Inside and out, outside and in, which is also playing with all the universal magnetics that are also pulling through all the planetary from all the molecular structures of a universe and whole as a whole that are pulling out, changing around, and also purging all the dense levels of consciousness, every thought that's ever been thought, all the magnetic pulls, all the magnetic states that have been what we'll call predispositions of creation, and the predispositions of creation that have been playing out, that will also just say everything you put in alignment for yourself, all the creation that you have been playing with big time over time, that you've been pre-paving for yourself. And I'll just say complimentary, not complimentary, whatever, however. Well, you've been purifying, divinitizing, clearing the decks over time, hyperdrive releasing, so to now start to clear out all the beautiful alignments, misalignments, we'll just call them misalignments for all the stuff. So you're saying, oh my gosh, not again, that you're also running forth, clearing out, purging the decks with. And then we have the beautiful eclipse levels, which is also collapsing, divinitizing, blazing through, purifying, and the ending out of all the alignments, misalignments, which is also the stuff you're saying, oh my gosh, I've been there, done that, and all the DNA levels of consciousness, RNA levels of consciousness, magnetic emotional streams of consciousness that have been so put forth, kind of like throwing a rock exponentially in the future, did trying to pull it back with one of those, you know, what are those things called, those long little fishing poles of consciousness, and reel those babies back in, hoping for a different outcome. But we all know it's going to be the same outcome, because oneself has been saying, oh my gosh, my favorite, it's something new, it's something different. Well, even from here, all those beautiful streams of consciousness are also divinitizing, clarifying, breaking down into clarification, purification that's happening at the same time. It's also now making room for you, your higher levels, your creative levels, your manifest levels. So wait, dear brother, come on, look at where we're going now. We're not playing there anymore. And then the next eclipse comes forth because we're also going through a whole new rewriting, redivinitizing, repurifying all these beautiful arrays, these beautiful streams of consciousness that are now starting to step in, step up, and run for us faster than ever. And then we can't forget about our physical package, because the physical package, you know, it's always a fun place to play. So now we're letting the physical packages start to catch up. And then we have all these colorful, interesting divinitizational planes of consciousness that the mental level is saying, yeah, but I'm afraid. And then, of course, it's afraid because, of course, it's out of control. Now, from here, woo-hoo, bring it on, baby, because now we have the mental level of consciousness trying to catch up with you. But then it's losing its hold, it's losing its grip. Good. By all means, of course, because it hasn't really been doing that great of a job. Because, remember, it keeps recreating due to fear, dense levels of consciousness, due to repetition, due to misinterpretations, and then all the repetition of what it has deemed to be familiar. Because now it's stepping into a whole new state of unfamiliarity, because now, of course, it cannot be in control because it's stepping into you. And as it's stepping into you, oh my gosh, it has no idea what it's stepping into because it cannot be in control. It cannot maintain a certain resonance of repetition of consciousness anymore because now it's stepping into you. You're stepping up, and now we're meeting in the middle because now you're running forth faster than ever, more than ever. And you're starting to step up, run forth faster than ever. In the middle level, saying, oh my gosh, I'm being stripped of all my power in the egoic structure, saying, oh my gosh, what's going to come of this? Because now I don't really have a say-so anymore because the rest of you is taking over, and now there's not even what we'll call this funky stuff called familiarity. Because familiarity is out of the window because you're over here, you're saying, oh my gosh, enough with the familiarity, because the familiarity stuff is, oh my gosh, is way out there, way overwhelming. And then from there, whew, here comes the next magnetic change, next magnetic shift, which is also what we'll call letting the next infusion of light beingness come into a body on a planet, and the rest of you coming into a body on a planet, because now, whew, the next burst, the next boom, and the next magnetic change, which is the embursement, the amplifiedness, also translating, transcending, and running you forth as you're taking off more than ever, faster than ever here. Hyperdrively, you're running forth and taking off from here. Which is also hyperdrively, speeding up, in the mental level, still saying, oh my gosh, where are we going, man? Because I'm losing all my power now. Now I can't even blame my parents because they don't even have a say so anymore. Now I can't even blame Brother Humanity because, oh my gosh, they've also lost their power over me. So, oh my gosh, now there's no one to blame except now I just have no other option but to run forth, divinitize, and let myself be divinitized. Because now I'm marrying with my big guns, I'm marrying with the whole universe entirely, I'm running out of all these funky, colorful excuses not to run forth in my own life stream. So now, whew, the mental level is losing all its say-so, all its overwhelming power, all its gumption of all this power it's been attempting to have here. So now we're running out of options because, once again, we're doomed to success. Isn't that great? Doomed to perfection.
I love that line. We're doomed to success.
Because now we have no option but to enjoy ourselves. Isn't that amazing? The things that dear brothers fight called letting ourselves be loved. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Loved without all these conflicted struggles, battles, and all this fun stuff. Now, it's an interesting thing to find, you know, all is well. Because one thing over here, one side, whew, I am ready to be embraced, I'm ready to be loved. But then over here, oh my gosh, that might be too much love. But then, you know, of course, you know, we got on with the mental ego structure says, all right, I've got to dominate control how much I'm loved. Because one thing over here is too much love, too much honor, letting myself enjoy too much. Oh my gosh, I can't let myself enjoy too much. Because if I enjoy too much, oh my gosh, okay, you know, I might be getting a little bit fluffy, a little bit out there, maybe even a little bit too ungrounded. But over here, dear brother, says your entourage, why don't you just let us embrace you? Why don't you just let us give to you, honor you, fully exquisite, enjoy you? Why don't you even let us give to you as your beautiful, benevolent entourage that, wow, as you not fight yourself, as you not bow to yourself, as, wow, if you just let us enjoy you as you're letting yourself enjoy yourself and enjoying us, wow, what a beautiful, divine, iridescent, priceless unfoldment, unveilment it is. But wow, just imagine how much easier it is going to be upon yourself for yourself if you just let yourself be embraced, be loved, be held in the highest of esteem as you let us do what we do to honor you. Now, seems like a lot of work, which the truth of the matter is no work. But isn't that just absolutely astoundingly amazing how much work has been made to battle amongst oneself, even the battle with oneself, to let oneself be loved? It's kind of amazing, isn't it, sweetheart? And then, of course, you can't forget about the other part. How much you got to work for it. Now, I find that really peculiar, personally, because so much has been so taught, embodied, infused, and taught that, wow, you know, how much work divinity's been made to be had and been made to have to do to let yourself be embraced. It did the battle to now, you know, can't forget, you got to protect that, right? But why? Why protect divinity? Why protect yourself from divinity when it has been, it is, your natural birthright? It's kind of outstanding, isn't it? But in the fear, you know, you can't forget that fun part. The fear, the other F word, the four-letter word, that constantly says, oh my gosh, I can't necessarily see where it's coming from. I got to protect myself from it because, oh my gosh, what happens if it's taken away? Which is such an interesting mental conflict, analytical, emotional, basing oneself on humanity's terms, not based in universal levels of consciousness. It says, oh my gosh, we have you covered. Just let us come in, do our part to show you, not high hopes, low hopes, but quite literally to show you all is well. And even show you right here in the physical. Wow. How much more we loved all of you. Let us even show you in the physical. Wow. How loved, how honored, embraced, how celebrated you are. As wow. As you not carry these big, giant battles that, wow, have never really been yours to carry anyways. But, you know, we honor you, we love you, we adore you, says your entourage, the whole universe entirely, really. This is, oh my gosh, whew, you need not be in battle mode because there's nothing here really to battle. Dear brothers want what they want, how they want it. Hey, let's honor that too. But at the same time, wow. Look at all these magnetics, magnetic streams, magnetic pools. Look at all the eclipses. Look at all these magnetics that we're even showing you through confirmations, through even divinitization. Wow, look at what's really happening for you that we're even showing you right in front of you. That, wow, look at how much we're here. Look at how much validation we're even handing you to show you that all is well. Look at what's happening in your body that's showing you, wow, we want nothing more. Nothing more than to honor, support, as a beautiful camaraderie, as a beautiful divine realm of clarification, assistance. But hands down, honoring you, loving you, embracing you because of who you are. Not because of this fluffiness of who you are, not because of what you believe, not because of what you don't believe, but quite literally, because of the love that you are, because of the love that we have for you, just because you picked up a body on a planet. Look at all the magnetics changing around you. Look at all these sinkholes that are letting more water waves flow through the crust of the planet. Wow. Because we're not going to let it flood the land. We're going to let you, with a smooth and easy embracing transition, get you enjoy the lands more than ever. Look at how much we embrace you. Look at how much we honor you, love you. Look at how much more we're even offering you, only because you're you. Now, I'd say that's pretty impressive, right? Look at the exponential world that you're not a part of, so why are you trying to be a part of it? Why are you attempting to function in something that's not functioning? That's pretty impressive, right? Isn't that amazing?
That's a great point, yes. Functioning within something not functioning.
And
that's where our attempt and our energy is going. How can we make it easier for ourselves? And how can we invite that entourage and our own divine nature to simply come through?
Why don't we look at everything for what it is for a moment? Why don't we all look at something so beautiful? Why don't we look at what's not working? Because you hear so to the opposite. Okay, you know, I got to try to be grateful. I got to make lemons out of lemonade. I'm sorry, make lemonade out of lemons. And we can do that, too, if you want. We can make limeade out of limeade and limes and all this fun stuff, right? But that's the part of what I'm going to call flat out playing head games, okay? Now, let's skip the head games for a minute. Can we all please for a moment honor what is? Let's not try to be grateful for something you're not grateful for. Let's look exactly at what's not working. So as we look at what's not working, okay, I got to be grateful for the tiny little breadcrumbs, all right? I'll call it change rather than abundance, right? I'm going to try to be grateful for the abundance I do have, even though every month, from a linear time continuum, my bills are hardly paid. I'm going to try to be grateful for my little ones, although I might as well be speaking in tongues or a different language because no one hears me. So let's not try to be grateful for something that you're not grateful for. My partner, well, they are so in love with not loving me, it's not even humorous. So let's not try to be grateful for that. Let's not try to be grateful for our puppy dogs, sea lions, ferrets, whatever, whatever, that are urinating all over the carpet. Let's not try to be grateful that we leave the carpet. All right? So let's not try to be grateful for our carpet that smells like urine. Now, it's just another beautiful fragrance any way we look at it. But let's not try to be grateful for something we're not grateful for. Okay. It's all divine. But why don't we look at things for what they are? I love my car. At least it has four wheels. But it has four wheels. It's keeping the land beneath it from levitating. It's keeping the platelets from floating away. Although it doesn't work, all right? So let's not try to be grateful for the car if it doesn't work. Although it's keeping the templates from levitating, right? Let's quite literally look at what doesn't work. Now, what are we going to do about it? What can you do about it? Good. Absolutely nothing. Isn't that great? Now we can get into I'm so powerful games, which is, I love, because you kind of got to love the backdoor ego on that one, right? But what if we, once again, not play that head game either, right? It's just a backdoor to an egoic structure. See, we're running out of options, aren't we? So now that we're running out of head game options, the mental egoic structure looking for something to grab onto. We see, running out of options from not letting our family in. Right? My body keeps collapsing. What are you going to do about it? We're kind of running out of options, right? Of being able to control the outside. Running out of options of being able to dominate, manipulate even our bodies, right? So now we're kind of running out of options of not letting the universe in. Isn't that amazing, sweetheart? So now, wouldn't you say it might be time? It might be a great opportunity right here and now. Say, all right, family, you know what? I'm done struggling. I'm done battling with attempting to battle myself. I mean, if we're going to be grateful, let's really have something to be grateful for, right? So, family, take care and start to take command of the dear one that keeps urinating in my carpet. Take command of the car vehicle. Present something new, something more conducive, something complimentary, or present a dear one to start taking care of the car vehicle within my live stream. Family, start presenting new opportunities to turn that change into bills. Paper, abundance. Family, wow. Family, entourage, angelic archangels in the host rooms. Whatever best accommodates you. Speak through mystery and journey where the little ones are concerned, but you know, will you start watching over the little ones? Because right now, I'm surrendering them to the universe. Family, you know what? I'm washing my hands of this physical package. Being out of the body, family, will you start taking care of now? Higher levels, I welcome you in. So, I'm surrendering my physical now to you to start lighting up. Now we're playing with the fast track, right? Now we're playing with divinity, divine light beingness. Now we're quite literally going direct with the whole universe itself. Family, you know what? Now, I'm also kind of running out of options with my relationship. So family, you know what? You take care of it. I'm running out of options not to be myself. Isn't that amazing, sweetheart? So family, speak to me, Jimmy, and Jeremy, you take care of this dear one. Take care of the whole takeaway, scenario, situation of the whole relationship as a whole. Because I'm done attempting to carry it. I'm done battling. I'm done defending. I'm done justifying. I'm done trying to break through these barriers. And we all know, of course, it's the other dear brother. It's all their fault. We already know that. So because we already know it, everything's everyone else's fault. Family, you take care of it. All right? Family, entourage, higher levels, greater levels, manifest levels, speak through me, steer me, and journey me. Speak through me, my words, not all this mental structure, egoic structures. Now, as we're handing it all over, here's the funnest part. Isn't it great? Can you feel that struggle, panic? This is my favorite part within the physical, right? Isn't that great? Can you feel all that going on in your body right now? I gotta do something.
A beautiful peacefulness. Hmm?
Oh, I know. Isn't it great? It's divine, really, okay? It's such a beautiful peacefulness, right, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Such a lightness. But my favorite part, the reason I call it my favorite part, is after the peacefulness, there's that... the struggle. The reason I call that my favorite part, it's called the true epitome of clarity, integrity, and honesty. In everything that is not you, coming right to a head. Because this is my favorite part, and the favorite part of the whole universe, really. Everything thoroughly, totally, completely, utterly, uniquely, because it is very unique for each and every dear brother on the planet that has let everything be in the situation scenario that has been in, is now completely, thoroughly, wow, right there before you. Two, I'm going to call it be re-examined. Because of course there's going to be an angst. You also just let go of survival. You just surrendered that, right? So what do you suppose that angst would be, sweetheart? All the angst. I mean, really, as a whole. But I have a favor to ask. Let's not give it a blanket definition called fear. Fear doesn't really mean anything, okay? It's a funny word, but it doesn't really mean anything. The part I love beyond fear is called terror. Isn't that great? Terror says everything. I mean, fear doesn't really say anything. We can call anger fear. We can call resentment, fear, you know, all these blanket words, right? But terror is pretty much an obsolete, right? Cuts right.
Well, it also feels like our indoctrination of who we need to be and how we need to act, you know, on this planet to thrive. We have certain ideas.
And I'm gonna beyond thrive. Why don't we call it survive?
Okay.
Okay, you survive, and then you start to thrive. After we get down the basic survival skills, right? You know, chop wood, carry water, make fire. Okay. Find where the water is. Find where the wood is. We make fire. I'm just going to call it the basics. Then we take all of that as we got that mastered. Now, where do we go further? So now that we supersede survival, now we have something to dance from, right? Now that the basics are taken care of. But still, why? Because thriving takes a heck of a lot of preoccupation, doesn't it? Takes a heck of a lot of self-control. Isn't that fun?
Takes a I see where you're going with this.
Takes a heck of a lot of push, right? From a huge amount now, it's a dual dynamic, right? Self-control and being controlled from the mass collective, the mass thought form, from society, from the exponential world, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that goes missing in action, though, is you and the whole universe. Isn't that amazing?
It's a great way of seeing it, yes.
Well, I'm just sharing the simplistic, literal, internalized mechanics of what's going on. Because from there, then you start to question, good heavens, man, what am I doing wrong? Because how? Wow. Why is things so tough, right? Because we can all go there, bring it on, we're going to battle through, right? But still, we're playing with breadcrumbs, right? But once again, wow, where did you go? And what we're addressing right now is letting thriving openness, everything in your whole life stream, your offsprings, your relationships, your outside world, abundance, there's not one facet missing, optimum health and well-being, begin to work. And then, more than work, and then growing, expanding upon, growing upon itself, coming to life, coming to light, vibrantly. But then, wow, how much everything around you starts to thoroughly work. That's the part I love, don't you? Everything working together, coming together, thriving together, without being dominated, all this dictatedness, having to be a dictator or have a dictator upon you, within you, over you, and now starting to play with fluidity as a whole. Isn't that amazing? Because now, what is there really to be in charge of except letting everything open up within you, for you, around you, through you, with the absence of a necessity to survive and letting everything thrive on its own for your unique and specific enjoyment? Now, this is where, I mean, of course, we're showing up all around. I mean, that's a given. We're not going home to keep the sofa from levitating, okay? But wow, where everything in front of you, all around you, begins to work. Where you specifically, you need to be, regardless of where you're at, upon your journey, or even upon the planet. or we get to express, expand upon. Enjoy, but regardless, absolutely everything around you begins, continues to open, begins, starts becoming offered around you without the necessity to dominate, to survive, to control. Control is not a bad thing. So let's take the bad thing out of our vocabulary, okay? It is a survival thing, though. But nevertheless, skipping all of that for a moment, okay? It's a dominating thing, and then turns into a being dominated thing, but nevertheless, also becomes, wow, a being overtaken thing. But still, any way we look at it, the absence of you. It's amazing, isn't it? And then from there, okay, I can have that, but I cannot have this. Isn't that great? It's quite remarkable how it begins to take you over. And then how quick it squelches your life stream. But you see, control is a mechanism of survival. Now, you can survive, nothing bad, good, or indifferent about it. But then, yeah, right, now we have a taxed physicality. Because I do want to bring it back to the physicality. You have a taxed, you have a drained, you have it locked up. Before you know it, you're walking around with a block of concrete called a physical apparatus. But then, wow, we have systems internalizing, shutting down. And still, we have an absorber, a clearing station. Then, wow, we have that happening. Getting denser. Then we have our beautiful fiery torches and barbed wire fences around us to make sure everything fits into an uncomfortability zone. I know the cliche words comfortability zone, but now, of course, we have uncomfortability zones to where nothing can come in, and we're definitely not letting ourselves come out. Well, it sounds like a great party night, but nevertheless, wow, what a bummer, right? All because now we have to defend, protect ourselves from the exponential world, rather than letting ourselves fully enjoy all that is. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? Isn't that great?
Yes,
quite entertaining.
I've actually been quite quiet, so I didn't want to interrupt your flow.
Oh, no.
But
it's
yes, perfect. Absolutely.
Then we have the eclipses, we have the magnetics, we have the magnetic streams that are going on quite literally throughout this universe, the Milky Ways, the planetary matrices that are stripping, pulling all these magnetics out from you, all the way through your physicalities, and then poof, all these structures that, of course, you know, obviously we've man-made, but then poof, 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 all this stuff leaving right out of your solar plexus level, right out of your throat level, your pineal pituitary gland, right down through your crater chakra level vortex, right out of your root chakra level vortex, right out of the very tissues, ligaments, sympathetic nervous system, parasympathetic nervous systems, right out of your adrenal systems. Isn't that great? And then the body can start breathing. And then, poof, here we are with a whole new realm, a whole new world, a whole new universe, quite literally. All right, higher levels, let's get on. Now, we have a beautiful facet that you're so divinely, iridescently being offered to recreate upon. And to enjoy, now we can recreate upon it, or the creation begin to open up for you. Which is what I want to highly, highly suggest. Because you can only create based on everything you've ever seen, experienced, heard about, rather than letting the whole universe present before you every opportunity, every doorway, every pathway. of what the mental level could not even conjure up as a manifestation, or what your true enjoyment would be, where we no longer need to have any sort of focal point of manifestation. But we have the total, flat-out ability to enjoy so much more than what the mental level could even conjure up, but what it could enjoy. It's kind of like, how would you know you would ever enjoy a bonbon if you've never tried one? Isn't that great?
Yes.
Oh, well, but what were you going to say, sweetheart?
Well, what was on my mind, and I'm sure you're clued in, is I was thinking about, you know, there was such a wave of people following law of attraction and the idea of, you know, make your vision chart, et cetera. And if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, you're really saying, you know, invite in the universe, invite in your own divinity, get out of the way, be as neutral as possible, let it flow through you and take inspired action, as opposed to setting an intention and, is that correct?
And let the action quite literally unveil itself. See, I would say take all of the actions, quite period, but, and quite literal, but let's not create busy action. When I present it, okay, well, it's time to do this interview. Or, all right, well, you know what? Wow, your brothers are ready for a mastery event. Great. All right, beloved, well, it's time for the next webcast. All right, well, this your brother over here is going through this, going through that. All right, well, wow. Everything's unveiling to get the floors done. All right, well, it's time to play with the deck on the patio. All right, well, it's time to do spring planting. Even in the middle of winter, I mean, it doesn't really matter. All right, well, these are brothers presenting, those are brothers presenting, those are brothers presenting. It's time to get hands-on. Great. Now, of course, I'm going to make a phone call at times, of course. I'm going to connect with them and assist them over time, of course, at other unfoldments. I may make a phone call to the builders, of course. Other times, my angel and I may go to Star Nursery or Plant World, whatever, whatever. Of course, I'm going to get engaged. But I'm not going to look for things to do. But I am going to show up. Okay. That's where I am going to engage. Okay. All right,
isn't
well,
there a certain amount of discernment in that, though? Because there's so much pulling at our attention these days.
Well, yeah, and I can promise you it's not going to end. But I do look at number one. Okay. I can, and I do, get presented with so much 24/7. It's not so much from a linear time continuum. I'm using this as an example. So much, so much, so much, so much, so much. But I look at one thing most importantly. What's going to complement the whole? Because I can be on the phone 24/7. I can be playing with events 24/7. I can be in the yard 24/7. I can be out and about 24/7, and there's no end, okay? I can be here in Vegas. I can be in New York. I can be over in the Middle East. There's no end. But I still look at what's going to assist the whole. Sometimes it's playing with the whole planet from here in Vegas. Sometimes it's flying to California. Sometimes it is flying to New Jersey, New York. Sometimes it is going international, physically put, and using my body as a conduit. Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes. It's what's going to assist the whole. Okay. Sometimes it's even holding the whole planet and every dear brother within it and upon it. Sometimes it's playing with the whole universe when it's presenting. now and when it's being, let's just say, requested. Now, other times, it's hosting luncheon, dinner, whatever, whatever, to assist the whole. Now, with all of the above, sometimes it's editing. Okay, now, I don't know if I would call that discernment. I would call it what's going to assist the whole. There's one part missing, though, within all of this. It's called a will and a me. See, that's the part that I don't, let's just say, feed. I don't call that sacrifice. I don't call that denial. I just call it not a me, me, me. Okay? Because it's still about the whole, right? I sacrifice nothing. I never would. I mean, what a bummer that would be, right? Because I'm always having a blast. If it's not a blast, now there would be an issue, right? Now, this isn't about a will, it's about the whole, right? But at the same time, there's never sacrifice. Because, wow, the universe keeps giving, right? There's nothing lacking, because, wow, the gifts are endless. Right?
Yes.
And it keeps growing, 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 growing. But the part I find really interesting and humorous, it really is the absence of work. Because there's not a me. A little tiny me, 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 me. I want attention. I need to be justified. I need attention. Like, wow. I need to be a this, need to be a that, blah, 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 right? But I find it really kind of comical, don't you? How many me's want attention? I have to be validated because I just played with the planet. Well, what, are we going to ask for poppies to come out of nowhere in our yard? I mean, that would be kind of odd, wouldn't it? How confining would that become? Now, sacrifice would be, okay, I'm obligated to play with Brother Humanity. And I sit over here in my sackcloth robe, I don't know, in an alley somewhere, right? Well, I'm not going to sit here and flagellate myself and start whipping myself on the back. No, it's how best can I assess exponentially. That's where it becomes more fun than ever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's so odd, though, sweetheart. The gifts, the opportunities just keep coming in because it's not about a me. It's about the whole.
Well, and I sense a lightness and a fun and a playfulness in your engaging. That must be part of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a neutrality.
It's all neutral.
Yeah.
The only part that takes out neutrality would be called denial. See, it may be, quote, i.e., a day off, right? It may be, quote, i.e., vacation, blah, blah, blah. I'm still just as engaged as ever. But I'm having more fun than ever with my angel and I. My angel can share more than anything. We're on vacation, whether it be Zion, St. George, Sedona, California, wherever we're at. Dear Brothers still present, hands down. Mike and Jen, when we're together, Dear Brothers still present. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm just as engaged with them as I am when we're doing one-on-ones. There's never a denial, though. I'm still having a blast. Is there a denial to my bride? Absolutely not. It's just who I am.
I know that. Go ahead.
No, it's just who I am. It's called the universe still playing and offering. It's not work, it's play.
And that reminds me of a question that I know that you've written on this, and it's going to be coming up in your special offer, which we'll talk about soon. But how I'm curious, how did you develop, you know, in your unique quite unique situation, really coming into a body, needing to heal that body and really to, you know, establish your life. How did you welcome love into your life, and how did you create that for yourself?
Well, letting love into my life. I had a red pill, a blue pill, and a green pill. All right. I didn't know which one to
take.
I took all three. All right. I couldn't make up my mind. So I said, all right, I'll give it a shot. More the merrier. And before you know it, here came a blue pill. A blue pill with a whole bottle. So I took it back to the pharmacy and I requested a rainbow pill because I figured, all right, all threes could be like have a munch, right? So I figured, oh, you know, let's consolidate. And they called it, when I had it all mixed, a narcotic. All right. I don't know what a narcotic is, but it worked pretty good. I mean, talk about seeing rainbows everywhere. It was amazing. Now, and it was great. I saw the Lucky Charm, dear brother. There was leprechauns everywhere all of a sudden. There was fairies. You know, it was really amazing. Now, it made it kind of difficult driving, but hey, these little things. Now, I was watching a lot. I was watching car lights in front of me, behind me, and they call it, I don't know, law enforcement, whatever, but they were totally understanding. They ran out of gas first, actually. But, you know, it was quite amazing. Now, okay, with rebuilding the body, that wasn't my job. It belonged to the body and the universe. Did I go through a lot? Absolutely. Did I clear the decks a lot? Absolutely. But I didn't take it on as a job. I was right in the midst of it. I purged it X, absolutely. But you see, I wasn't going to battle it, number one. I was letting it run its course. Once again, I was neutral. I wasn't afraid of it. Regardless of what was presenting, all right. I was still moving into it, regardless. Okay. And then, I'll go on outings. I'll call it walkabouts, right? Got out of the wheelchair. Once again, there was nothing to prove. There was no certain level of achievement to prove. Okay. There was nothing to say, oh, good job, Will. Big pat on the back. I wasn't going to sit there and embrace myself. Okay. There wasn't a me to embrace. Okay. And when I say a me, it's this tiny little facet called egoic arrogance to build up and so forth, right? Because, all right, great job, body. Good job. Great job. And then, wow. Yeshua started presenting the Magdalene, so forth and so forth, Pleiadians, Orions, Plutonians, so forth, started presenting. Great. One thing that's for sure is that there was no battle. The Abraham Collective, the Cryon, so forth, started presenting. I mean, honestly, I couldn't get them to quiet down. Now, regardless, there wasn't a battle, there wasn't a struggle. And then, all right, well, it's time to move forward. So great. Let's go. One thing I never looked for was some kind of giant mission or a mission to live in. I wasn't looking for an ashram. I definitely wasn't looking for a place of belonging. Well, it's time to move forward. Great, let's go. Where are we going? Great. A room for rent presented on, not a question about it. Great, there it is, let's go. This is why you hear me share. Okay, present the doorways. Let's go. Present the opportunities. Let's go.
Yeah, I hear you calling that in a lot. Show me and present the opportunity.
And I mean it to every ounce,
yes,
every particle of my being. So, and you're talking about inspired action. So, there it is, without a question about it. And here I am. Let's go. There wasn't, okay, it has to be this way, that way. It has to be grandiose. No. I can tell you right now, my roof rent wasn't grandiose. Okay. But I went there. Okay. Here I am playing with the Buddha in the backyard, playing with plantings. Great. 20 minutes later, I'm driving to Los Angeles. Driving back at 5 in the morning, my next appointment for high integrity massage is at 7:30 in the morning. Great, let's go. Not a question about it. Okay. To my next appointment, after that whole morning's appointment, is at 2:30 at a place in Cardiff, by the sea. That was over in California, right? Great, let's go. My evening was over in La Jolla. Great, let's go. After that, it was at the Whiteland Museums or the Art Gallery. Great, let's go. But then a phone call came in. We'd love to have you come and do a speaking engagement, which I'm scratching my head, or I have no idea what that is, but let's go. Here I came. And my angel was in the front row. Now, nevertheless, she was presenting for 3 years prior. Now, here's the deal. I wasn't searching. I wasn't looking. There wasn't an absence. There wasn't some big, giant, end-all-be-all longing. Okay? Nor for my angel either, speaking of relationships. There was no absence of love. For I'm love, you're love, she is love. I'm light, you're light, she is light. But beautifully divinely enough, there she was in the front row. Or shall I say, there she is, okay? Now, here she is. And it was somewhat peculiar. Quite divinely peculiar. Great. We went for a cup of coffee the next week after we had our session. A few days later, there was something really peculiar there, so I asked the one that was representing me, hosting me in Vegas, great. Because it already presented, it's time to relocate, great. Sure enough, a cabin presented up on Mount Charleston. My schedule, oddly enough, was packed. My angel, we met right before I went back to San Diego. I actually went on my way out of town at Starbucks. Great. She even invited me to have me come speak at the Terra Villa home. So great. We did dinner earlier that week, and I'm sorry, when I got back from California, when I got my 4 boxes and wrapped up my schedule in California. But here's the deal. I wasn't healthy, whole, and complete. I was completely healthy, whole, and complete. She was healthy, whole, and complete. There wasn't a searching on her part nor my part. There was an openness, open invitation, not a searching, yearning, lack. But you know, there was also not a my way, not a her way. There was only the way. So nevertheless, the way means love, 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 love. Enjoyment. Complementariness. Now, with all of the above here, there's not my world and how she fits into it. There's not her world and how I fit into it. There was our world, the world, and how we get to enjoy it together. All right? But you see, there's not, okay, you got to fit in this box, I fit in that box. You do the dishes, I do the litter boxes, blah, blah, blah. It's whoever has the opportunity. There's no rhyme, reason, barriers, rule books. There's nothing I will not share with my angel. There's nothing that she will not share with me. But there's definitely no obligation to share. But, once again, it's total openness. There's no one, no thing that either one of us desire, whatever, whatever. Once again, it's complete lightness and complete love. Now, the part of creating this is called the absence of a me, me, me. That's why I keep going back to this. There's not a me, me, me. There's not a my way. There is, I'll just call it the way. A way that presents and presents and presents that has a life of its own. There's not a way that everyone has to look, a way that everyone has to fit into all these categories. There's not even an interview process, okay, which I'm watching how everyone gets so wrapped up into. Okay, now they don't, the cliche metaphysical word is resonate with me. I don't resonate with them. Which is a fancy word. And I love that word. I find it really comical. And I have my own personal humor with it because what it really means is they don't fit into my box of judgments. Okay? Isn't that great? Love always resonates with love. There's nothing that love does not resonate with. Love is love is love. So, for me not to resonate with anyone or anything means, okay, they don't fit into my criteria of judgment. Now, I find that kind of interesting. But there's none of that. But there is total vibrancy, fruition, enjoyment, having a blastness. Well, that's a new word. Having a blastness and total embracement. Now, that's just flat out exquisiteness, divinity, which only grows, 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 and grows big time over time. But you see, that's what I'll call welcomeness beyond creatingness. Now, once again, my angel and I, neither one of us were searching, seeking, on and on and on. We, quite literally, if we can put it in the words, we were open and let it happen. There was not one ounce of our being that had a void. But we weren't shut down. We didn't have all this barbed wire. But, all right. The love that came to life right there. And everyone knows, who knows us, even that have been on our events, my angel was presenting 3 years prior, and I know for everyone here, dear ones have been presenting for you. But see, if we can skip all of our, let's just say, personal preferences or perceptional judgments of how things have to be, now, watch how quick dear ones present. If we can all skip where they've got to be, let's call it, quote, i.e., spiritually minded, right? Isn't that amazing? How much of a world we just opened up to. Because spiritually headed or minded, well, that would be kind of odd, wouldn't it? Because that's just minded, right? Who cares if they're Buddhist or monkist or Krishnaist? Who cares if they're even Catholic? Love is love is love, right? Love is love is love that has a life of its own. And that is the core, the cause, the core of letting your life stream open up in every way. If anything, hey, wow, best can I fully enjoy the beloved of my heart in the universe has been attempting to bring to me anyways, without any barriers. Indeed, where everything else came to life as a whole. Now, even my angel invited me to the Teravela home to do an event. I asked her to talk to the one who was representing me. They put it together. I came to dinner, and oddly enough, I never left. We talk about flying in the bedroom, right? And I tease her about it, and we have a lot of humor about it. But you see, the part I love to where my angel was coming from. The one, her roommate at the time, my angel said, "Wow, I feel this attraction." And her roommate said, "Well, you know, Amiri, maybe he can get rid of that because he doesn't date." And she was right. I didn't date. And then from there, well, maybe he can get rid of that attraction. Or maybe I can remove that from her. And then from there, I love where her heart was. It wasn't about her. It was, "Wow, I'd love to have you at an event for all the dear ones in my live stream. Gosh, they can get so much from you, Will." See, it was still about the dear ones within her live stream. Isn't that amazing? It wasn't even about her. It was about the dear ones in her live stream. Isn't that just so pure?
Yes.
Had no agendas.
Thank you for sharing.
Well, absolutely. Like I was sharing earlier, I mean, I'm honored to share it because if we can all go there together, look at your own live stream. Look at how beautiful, how divine, how iridescent, how your big guns are trying to do their utmost here to bring this forth for you. But then just as clear, just as brilliant, you see, the same thing applies to you. Absolutely, indefinitely, absolutely. Many say, well, it's because you're walking. And my first response is hogwash. Wouldn't that be somewhat biased? Yeah, I'd say somewhat bipolar. But regardless, I'm no different than you. I have a body just like you do. I may be a lot different, but nevertheless, it still works the same.
Well, and I hear what you've been sharing. I asked you specifically about divine relationship, and I know that that's part of your program you're offering. But it's also so true for, you know, how you healed your body. And I expect it translates to anything else. If finances are something that's up for someone, then I would accept the same would apply. You're really teaching a universal truth, I think.
It all applies to everything.
Yes.
The body, you know, is no more different than a promotion. The body, clearing out, healing up, if you will, rebuilding, regenerating, is no more different than steering an offspring. It's no more different than abundance. It's no more different than an intimate marriage and loving relationship with the heart. It's no more different than creating a sole proprietorship. It's no more different than a beautiful openness with the whole universe itself. It's no more different than creating beautiful foliage in your beautiful palace. It's no more different than creating a new palace. I mean, creating a new palace is just like rebuilding a liver, as far as I'm concerned. Because your physical apparatus is a magnetic instrument that you're demagnetizing to no longer be affected by the magnetic matrix of this beautiful, gorgeous physical matrix called a planetary structure. Because now you're disengaging from the magnetics of a physical matrix. Where you're walking upon it, you're affecting it. It's no longer affecting you. But even as you're walking upon it and you're emanating, expanding exponentially and affecting it, your body is constantly regenerating, rebuilding itself. Your DNA, your RNA is constantly rewriting itself, rebuilding, and your universalis strands of DNA are coming forth, activating, reactivating, reamplifying, regenerating. Same with your youth of vitality chromosomes as well. Regenerating, 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 regenerating your telomere replacing, regenerating, all the way through the cellular structures, all the way through the atoms, the atomic, subatomic structures, even the spaciousness between the atoms and the atomic, subatomic particles, all the way through the cleansing out, the clearing out of the Akashic realms of consciousness. That's no more different than a new car in your garage. That's all one and the same.
Brilliant.
And it's no more different than clearing out the old and stepping into a whole new paradigm. Isn't that amazing?
Totally amazing, yes. Yes.
But totally.
Can we talk a little bit about your special offer? I know that you've prepared 11 hours of high definition video and audio on just these kinds of topics.
Absolutely, absolutely, sweetheart. Now, okay, what this offer is going to include, and I think Mr. Connell, he put this together from a lot of different facets of what we've been looking at creating. Okay, they include but aren't not limited to how to live and be in high energy, lightness, and vibrancy in all situations and scenarios without, and I want to highlight without reluctancy, how to let the manifest realms work for you while letting yourself be embraced through it. Then how to overcome perceived challenges while letting constant clarity and vibrancy happen for you with ease and grace, without fear nor conflicts with oneself or others. And then what is a divine relationship, which is one that we've been playing with. Why was a divine relationship created? How to fully express within a relationship without bounds. How to become a constant instrument of lightness and divinity while becoming more vibrant and free of denseness and self-doubt, i.e. seeing constant results in all areas of your life stream. How to let the universe take command and come into your life to create for you with ease and begin to show you all that can and will be available and given, i.e. life without bounds once again. Now, with all of the above, it is beyond just data and information. What starts to happen, even if you tune in right now, even with your body principle, even with your consciousness, even through your heart level, but also your pineal pituitary gland, even through the vibratory levels of your physicality right now, everything that we've been playing with, dancing with, activating, running forth with, well, the vibratory levels of your physical conduit, even through the activations and even the invocation which you've been seeking, even with the yearnings that you've been running through, even with the embodiment of your creator levels, your manifest levels, and your higher levels being that of the whole universe itself as well, well, what's going on is you're going through so many different invocations, activations, amplifications. All the clutter, all the magnetic clutters, and I say magnetic due to everything's been identified with in a body on a planet. Everything has been imparted upon you, everything has been taken in upon you and into you, even from your Akashic record realms, even through the physical as a whole, within all levels, within all dimensions, but also from your incarnational journeys all the way through your Akashic record realms. Well, what we've been playing with inside now from many different realms, many different ways, many different facets, but also from all the magnetized states and also demagnetizing to where you're beginning to unpolarize from all of the polarized states of consciousness, even from the dualistic realms of consciousness. So I've been bringing things back to a state of business, state of neutrality, but also an unwriting from everything that's been imprinted and also taken in through your DNA, even through your genetic streams of consciousness, all the way through a physical matrix, all the way through the facets of the physical matrix, from each and every level, each and every angle, each and every facet that's been identified with, taken in, embodied, and bought into, that's also going through so beautiful, beautiful purification, unwriting, and then relearning as you're taking in the data and information as you, from you, going direct, going through a mainstream of consciousness, a light stream of consciousness, connecting with your higher levels all the way, bringing it through your lower levels from the solar plexus down, unhooking the solar plexus from a mutual state of camaraderie, but also unplugging the beautiful solar plexus realm of consciousness from a planetary matrix, are bringing it right up through the heart level of consciousness from a beautiful neutrality state, a beautiful isness state, and letting oneself start to unfold, open up and unfold through a beautiful stream of consciousness, a beautiful state of openness, to let yourself begin to arise, open up, amplify to a fruitionary blossoming, and expand the state of consciousness to open, amplify, and open, to allow for oneself to amplify, irradiate, but also allowing for beautiful, pristine changes that are amplifying exponentially within yourself, but also within your outside world, and allowing for a rewriting, reamplification, reactivation, to begin to let your life stream begin to work for you, rather than you working so diligently, so hard within your life stream, and taking so much in, so much on, that have been creating all sorts of battles and all sorts of colorful, funky outcomes that are no longer working for you. And this is normally $285, but with the special, with this beautiful bonus package and this product that we're offering, it's going to be $97. It didn't have a lot of fun with eons and eons. I guess it's eons of hours, which is really taking beyond a linear time continuum all the way into you, but also into opening up and running forth into a beautiful new live stream, but also to a whole new paradigm, and also all kinds of beautiful unfoldments and fruitions, quite simplistically, quite easily, but also brilliantly directly within your live stream, but also letting your live stream begin to re-metamorphosize, rewire, and rewrite itself in your image rather than all the images that have been writ up and taken in and taken on to perceivably become a part of you that has really nothing to do with you. It just has a lot to do with experiential realms of consciousness that have been so densified, condensified, bought into, and perceived to be a part of you. Isn't that great?
William, it certainly is. And if there's anybody here who hasn't guessed yet, when William speaks quickly like that, oh, we can be certain that we're getting lots of activations and possibilities being opened in our systems. And, you know, I don't know how you put a price tag on this. I don't know who came up with that. Because I find it that it's really priceless. I've been playing with this for a couple of weeks now, and I know a number of people who, you know, find William to be the best teacher out there in terms of moving into a more easy, joyful state. And he makes it fun, and the activations really work, and it's all about play. You know, he introduces you to the concept of really relaxing a bit, being neutral. But there's also the whole awareness by really going over the videos. And I find that there are ones that it's not like watching a movie and then you're done with it. There is so many layers and levels, and you change and the time changes, that it's something that stays very active and very dynamic and is really foundational.
And
that's my 2 cents.
No, but actually, when you watch one segment, I highly suggest that you watch it and then you step away, let activations integrate. Go about your day from a linear time scenario and perception, and then letting it integrate, watching everything open up and amplify iridescently around you. Then come back within, I don't know, 3-4 linear days, and then sit down and go through the next segment, because you're going to be watching so many different changes, openness, amplifications, and then letting that integrate, amplify, because this is about long-term. It's not about just videos, recordings for the sake of videos and recordings to take up room on your shelf or on your computer. And then watching all the beautiful metamorphoses and changes. Please listen with your ears at first, then listen with your heart. Because it's not just words, it's not just pictures. It's not just the dear brother in front of the room or on your laptop. These are universal activations, amplifications that are for the long term within your live stream. And then listen with your heart level, where the mental level is not going to quiet always, because it's going to eventually all set in. But it's a journey of opening, embodying, amplifying, invoking, but also binding debris out that is also going to set in and creating so many different iridescent changes, iridescent openings. But the changes are changes, but most importantly, let's say more than changes, openings and unfoldments, and unfoldments even within your physical life stream, which is what I look at most, within exponentially, and then in the physical, because I will never deny the physical unfoldments. They're adding on to, opening up to, and adding on to let all these unfoldments catch up with you. And then the enjoyment of all of the above. And then turn back on the apparatus, poof, bring it on, let's go, letting the next unfoldment set in permanently. Because this is about permanence. It's not just about oneself. For, you know, a couple inner hours here, a couple inner hours there. It's about your whole live stream. Now, and then, when you're all said and done with it, put it aside, I don't know, hand it to your neighbors, my family, whatever. And then go on with your day and enjoy all the changes, permanent openings, permanent outcomes within your live stream. And then going further, opening, amplifying more than ever. And then continuing to have a blast. I mean, that's a given. And as things come up, poof, yeah, you know what? Been there, done that. And done deal, period. Because it's leaving, so let's honor that. It's leaving permanently. Not to be reprocessed, and all this fun stuff. It's coming up, it's leaving to no longer have an effect. And then being replaced with you, because just remember, it's your big guns that are moving in as the debris is moving out. And then
that's a powerful reminder.
And a long-term one.
Yes, yes.
And then, all right, higher levels, take it from here, man. Take command of my soul, my life, my work, my mind, my body, my world. Take command of the little ones. Take command of the Jobs. Take command. Take command of all this other stuff that, wow, I'm just not willing to carry anymore. Because why carry it, especially if you need not? Why let it have an effect when it doesn't serve you anymore? You've been there, done that, outgrown it. Now, we're just letting ourselves enjoy more than ever and have more fun than ever. And letting the universe give to you your natural birthright, including relationships with everything, everyone, including relationships as the beloved of your heart and taken off more than ever, sweetheart.
Well, William, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, and mutually, sweetheart. It's always such an honor and such a blast to get to play together, sweetheart. So thank you from every particle of our being, from the top, sides, the bottom, and the internalized ventricles and atriums of our heart. And, of course, the aorta, you know, keeps flowing. A little bit official things, you know?
Well, much love to you, much appreciation, and is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Well, one
last part.
There's
already been so much.
Yes, and as the only thing you're really handing over is letting the mental, emotional, causal levels, the egoic structure, you're handing over a falsivity of power that's working against you, not for you. You're stepping into your true divinity, your true brilliance. You're not giving power away. You're giving a falsivity of a caricature of emotion that does not work for you. You're surrendering of everything that's been working against you, let's just say it's been getting in the way of you and you, your mental, your physical, your causal levels, and has been stumping you, confining you from total exquisite omnipotence enjoyment of dancing with the whole universe entirely. So even today, tonight, whatever, let's go outside. Sit on our patios, whatever. Let's look up into the whole universe entirely. let's look at all the beautiful celestial realms. Let's even look at the spaciousness, the shooting stars, the iridescences. Let's look at the twinkling of all the gas balls without any of them pulling each other's fingers. Okay? Let's look at the iridescence, the expansiveness, the spaciousness. Let's look at the beauty, the iridescence, the lightness. But as we look at it, can we just look at it, take in a breath into your physical form, or let's just say let the body take a breath. It's a beautiful iridescent reminder of the absence of density. Because as you look upon it, let's even look at the spaciousness. It's a constant reminder of you. Because you are that same spaciousness. Let's not no longer look at, just for a moment this evening, stepping out of all the density, all the to-dos, everything that perceivably is working, not working. Can we just look up out of all the intensity, freeing ourselves, freeing our body from all the intensity of the magnetic changes, the magnetic matrix. Because it's another way of, for one, breaking energy with everything and everyone for a moment. Letting yourself move in between realms, in between worlds. We're not leaving our body here. We're actually making room to move further into it as a marriage of your higher levels and your lower levels through all this beautiful creation. We're also even expediting letting creation work for you. When I say you, I'm speaking to Creator incarnate here. Letting creation start to blossom, start to burst, start to imminently emanate exquisitely, divinely, pristinely, lighting up exponentially. But as we're here, looking into all the priceless celestial realms, let's also welcome forth our entourages around us. Let's even give them permission. Let's even ask them, let their presences be more and more and more known. More and more predominant. Because any way we look at it, they're your family. They're your entourages. They're your angelic, archangelic, ascended host realms. They're your on-planet, off-planet supports. Support, not because you're broken. Support to lighten the load. Support to light up the road. Light up your life stream. Light up your journey. Lighten you up. Keep you light. Family, I'm awake. Don't keep me awake. As I look into the vastness, out of just the mental, causal, emotional realms of everything there is to take care of, the intensity, the density. All right. Here I am, family. I welcome you for closer in, closer in. Take command of my soul, my life, my work, my wealth, my mind, my body, and my world. Take command of my thoughts. Take command, really, of everything. I'm showing up, done deal. I'm going to go with showing up everywhere. I'm going to light up everything. But show me the light within everything. Show me the light of everything that's working, not working. Take command of what's not working. Not how I think it should be, but take command of it so it can work. But right now, as we look upon the celestial realm, out of all the intensity, out of all the density, out of all the to-dos, out of all the carrying, all out of all the perceivable necessity to take care of things, Let's just let ourselves open, light up more than ever. And now let's just look at our physical as the beautiful facets and particles of Creator consciousness, the particles of light that it is. Let's even welcome in our light bodies as we're here. Lighting up more iridescently than ever. Family, take command of it. I'm awake now, keep me awake. Show me more, family. Show me that you really got it taken care of here. And family, even further, I'd like to know what I would love to play with. Matter of fact, begin presenting it right here within my live stream. Begin presenting what I could not even conjure up as a manifestation before me. Start presenting that as well. Because I've been through this, been through that. I've experienced this, experienced that. But now I want to go beyond what I've experienced. I want to know and see so much more. So family, you even started igniting, activating even my pineapple gland. Show me more. Show me what else is even accessible. All the stuff that I could not even conjure up and contemplate to even let within my physical. Let me even show me further what love really means. Infinite love. Not all this unconditional stuff that the mental level cannot really put a hand on. Not the unconditional love that says, yeah, I gotta love you anyways, whether you treat me this way, that way, or the other way. But true, infinite levels of clarity, understanding of what is, rather than all this stuff has been attempted to understand. I ask for true understanding of what is. So family, show me further. Let's go. Show me the light within everything. Bring it on, baby. And now, let's look at all the to-dos to do. Let's please enjoy the to-dos to do. But I'm awake now, keep me awake. So I'm not going to become the to-dos to do. It didn't. Going off, singing, dancing, and having a blast more than ever. All right, gorgeous?
Yes. William, I'm just so touched. You've given us so much today. So much.
It has been such an honor, as always we are. So thank you so much for this priceless, iridescent opportunity to get to sing and dance, play together more than ever, and having a blast, sweetheart. So thank you so much. And thank you so much for always opening up your heart big time over time for all of Brother Humanity, sweetheart. And the beautiful, priceless facilitator ability that you have and that you totally put into the forum to assist so many, sweetheart. So thank you so much. And we love and honor you so dearly, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank Mary, thank Michael as well, and my love to you and to all of our listening audience, to all our community. Until the next time.